Hello, it's Aurora. I'm doing another questionnaire. Usually I find questionnaires on GWA Backstage, but this one I found just from GWA. So I thought that I would do this one as sort of a way of getting into a good headspace to possibly maybe record an actual ramble fab, which intimidates me to no end. For those of you who are just listening to this and didn't see the last thing I posted, or hear the last thing I posted, I did the 100 to 1 challenge. And I'll let you find out how that went. But I don't know, I have been encouraged by a couple people to do an actual ramble fap, and I suppose during that I kind of wanted to talk more about the situation surrounding the 100 to 1 challenge that I did. Because it was a rather fun situation. So, that all being said, this is the Proust questionnaire, GWA style. The user's deleted, so I can't properly credit them for this, but I did want to do this just kind of, a little information about me, kind of get me in that, I guess again, that headspace, to maybe bite the bullet and record a ramble fab. So, the first question is, what is your gender and sexual orientation? I'm gonna try really hard to get the terms right because I am in a position where I don't have to. I don't want to say anything disrespectful inadvertently, which would be horrible. I'm just not gonna try to explain anything. Cisgender, female, and straight. What gets you turned on? I think a huge thing right now, especially after so long with lockdown and quarantine and things being either just audio based or text based, definitely like the audios on GWA and Pillowdock Audio and other places. I think I've kind of psychologically conditioned myself to be even more keyed into voices and sounds and things like that than I already was. So that's a huge thing. Is lately it's a really sexy voice, really good vocal tonality, sounds that accompany certain actions that really kind of make it an immersive experience. As far as way back in the olden days when we could have physical contact with people, just certain. Usually, I'm so good at explaining and describing this, but when I go to record a questionnaire, as much as I love answering these questions, I start to lose any sense of coherence. So, a certain demeanor and attitude and confidence. in a partner is a huge turn on, as well as just kind of as much as I love the whole kind of explosive, just immediately going for it. I do also really love kind of the slow build up, so actions and things that can really aid that also are a huge turn on. And as I'm sure you'll find out with questions further down this list, and maybe others from questionnaire that I did before, I can't remember, kind of playing off of the love of audio and the sounds, dirty talk is a huge weakness. That'll do it every time. Question 3, what is the characteristic that defines your sexuality? I don't know so much a characteristic, but I'm just going to sum it up in 3 words, which I'm going to say would be sweet yet kinky. Number 4, what is your favorite sexual act? I'm just going to go kind of with maybe more considered vanilla acts with this one. I do want to do some sort of kink-related questionnaire or list or something in the future, so we'll save a bit of mystery for that. But I do love giving oral. And then I guess just kind of the general act itself, that sounds so archaic, can be, you know, really great as well. Number 5, what qualities in a lover are most effective at seducing you? I'd say the biggest one is, once again, kind of that personality, demeanor, attitude, of being very self-assured and confident without being overly cocky, and full of yourself in a way, you know. Definitely not the fuckboy type attitude, but a very confident, self-assured, more aggressive in certain ways, and definitely more dominant type person. However, I do love someone who is really witty and funny and kind of is really good at the back and forth and the banter, and that's something that's huge for me, even if someone maybe isn't as dominant as I would like. If they can kind of go back and forth with the teasing and the banter, that will make up for it very easily. 6, what is your idea of a good sexual encounter? I think something that is very mutually pleasing, how do I want to say this? good communication, good sexual chemistry and compatibility, when you can really be in tune with your partner, and almost have that instinctual kind of give and take and elicit a good response and you know, receive that back, makes a sexual encounter exceptional. Number 7, when you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare yourself? I hardly ever deviate from wearing black. I am going to, it's a stereotype, I admit, but very much credit my ancestors and my heritage and my connection to said cultures with the very minimalist, monochromatic, lots of black type wardrobe in general. So I always feel good when I wear black. I don't like to wear things that don't make me feel good and sexy and sensual. So black is absolutely my go-to color. Sometimes I do like red, just after reading different articles and studies about the response that red elicits within people. And I guess I prepare myself I read a book once by a former pro dom that I absolutely loved, and that's dom with two M's and an E, so female dominatrix. Female is implied when saying dominatrix. But there was a lot of emphasis put on your surroundings and the feel of things and the scent of things, and making your surroundings and yourself feel very sensual and seductive and sexy, however you want to phrase it. So I really connected with that advice and took it to heart. So I do like to wear a certain fragrance. All of the fragrances I wear are, at least in my opinion and from feedback I received, very sensual, sexy fragrances. I'd say that the one that I wear when I want the most impact is actually a men's cologne. But it is weirdly amazing. Also on females, I think, you know, it's always, side note, tangent, ramble, it's very important to remember that fragrances smell differently on everybody, it reacts with your own body chemistry, so something that is more masculine can smell super, super sexy on someone who maybe doesn't present as masculine. I'm trying to be so inclusive here, and I hope I'm succeeding. I'm so sorry if I'm not. And vice versa. So I do like to wear that kind of men's fragrance, and I find it's just amazing. This question is gonna be so rambly. I'm sorry. Probably too much information. If it bores you, please feel free to fast forward. Like body oils, just, you know, really sexy underwear set or lingerie is. I'm just gonna stop there because I will keep going, because I have really made this a kind of routine, ritual, as you will. Number 8, what fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Could be a hero, heroine, actor, actress, etc. What I go for in kind of fantasy, finding a character, someone being portrayed, What I find attractive in them is not exactly necessarily what I find attractive in a real life partner, although I wouldn't mind, but it is a bit out there when it comes to fictional characters. But I have a huge weakness for anti-hero villain types. So I just, reflecting on my perpetual Netflix history, the things that I continue to keep watching and always just am overwhelmed by emotion for these fictional characters, would be Billy Russo / Jigsaw from Marvel's The Punisher. Also, I'm gonna give a little shout out to Frank Castle from the same show. It's very distracting watching any scenes with the two characters. I swear I get whiplash directing my attention back and forth. But also Geralt of Rivia from the games and from the show. Very, very attractive. And of course there have been characters from literature and books that I've read, but they might be a bit more not as easily recognized. So I'm just gonna go with those two because they're the first that always pop into mind. They're very, very attractive. Who turns you on the most in your life? I don't think I really have an answer to this question. You know, once again, I think this questionnaire is from 7 years ago. So, with the past year being very much isolated, there is definitely no one in my immediate circle who would do that. That would be extremely awkward. I guess the closest thing, well, not in my life, but in my life, would be some of the audio creators that are my favorite, just because I kind of listen to them very frequently. maybe embarrassing that I'm admitting that, but you know, I think, not that this is the case, but it is very easy to form a parasocial relationship with somebody like that. So I guess in a way it's like, oh, these the character or personality that this person is portraying it doesn't make any sense, but the persona portrayed in the audios kind of has come to be this weird spectral figure in my life that I'm just gonna leave it there, because I feel like if I try to explain it anymore, it'll make even less sense. It makes sense in my brain, but my brain is a very dark and twisted place, so I don't expect everyone to understand that. Number 10. What are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? I don't know. I guess baby is kind of a standard one. Baby girl, good girl. Things of that nature. I do have a bit of a degradation kink, fetish, whichever one is more applicable. So I like the kind of not the really hardcore stuff. I think that's a bit too out there for what I prefer. But the kind of slightly possessive, diminutive, degrading terms. My little slut, things like that. I do enjoy when coming from the proper person, when coming from a partner in that situation. I do really, really enjoy. Eleven. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Examples given are no gag reflex, porn star size cum shots, being super flexible, etc. The no gag re why can't I talk? No gag reflex is definitely appealing, although on the other side of the coin, I do see the appeal in certain situations. I'm sure you catch my drift. So that could be a good one. I would say maybe. This is so hard. Maybe more prolonged orgasms. I wouldn't wish for the ability to have multiple. Why wish for what you already have? Maybe. Yeah, let's go with the previous answers. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA and why did you start posting? Found out about GWA from a video that I saw. Somebody kind of making a joke about listening to boyfriend audio and erotic audio, kind of making a joke of what's going through your head when you're listening to that. And having listened to a couple of audio creators that I found on YouTube years ago. I mean, it was one of those weird progressions from listening to ASMR to kind of more ASMR with male voices to ASMR boyfriend to boyfriend. It a very steady descent into chaos. But I wanted to see if anybody else in the comments listened to the creators that I listened to. And I saw all these new names and looked them up and found out that there was a entire subreddit for this. And having never actually really been on Reddit other than looking at no sleep for horror stories when I felt like I wanted to be scared, or the Am I the Asshole subreddit. I immediately created an account. I found someone who I think he just switched everything over to a different platform, was the first person that I listened to on GWA. And I was instantly hooked. It really sunk its claws into me and pulled me in. And I started posting. I guess I also found Philo Talk at kind of the same time, a little later. But it's gonna sound so sappy, and maybe a bit cheesy, but I, you know, going through a difficult time in my life, had really kind of been in a place where I was by myself, you know, didn't really have a lot of friends or coworkers that I could hang out with, and was very, very single, as I still am. Funny how that comes back around. But it was very comforting for me to sort of, in moments when I wanted some sort of connection but didn't necessarily feel comfortable putting myself out there to find connection, have that. So I guess in a very sappy and cheesy way, I decided to see if I could provide that sort of comfort and connection in an audio for someone else. I've always thought that I have the most horrendous voice ever. I've always hated it. And after a few people that I had been talking to, and had heard me in more intimate situations, told me that they loved how I sounded, I kind of wanted to test that theory, and after getting good feedback, I decided to use it as a way to kind of confront and move past that feeling of hating my voice. Number 13, what's your dirtiest fantasy? Ooh. There are so many. Well, this is definitely giving me lots to think about. I think my plan in doing this, as preparation for recording other things, has definitely worked. I would say the more kinky fantasies, not that that is inherently dirty or anything in a bad way. I'd say it's dirty in a good way. There are lots, you know, ones that involve a bit more lack of mobility and movement, and a bit more struggle and force in a good consensual way. Maybe ones that kind of cater to my other fairly, how do I say it? To the more, would I say extreme kink? I think for some people it could be very extreme, which is fine. Yeah. No kink shaming, obviously, don't do that. Ones where it's I'm too caught up in the scenarios that are flashing through my mind right now to actually properly explain any of them, but they are very enjoyable and absolutely filthy. Number 14, another descriptive one. What is the kinkiest sex you've ever had? In detail, of course. I don't know if I want to give full detail at this time. Maybe this will be the subject of a future ramble fab or something, if I can be convinced to do it, if someone can talk me into that, that's probably the motivation that I need. But I will say it involved being held down, a fair bit of spanking, multiple orgasms, and very, very dirty talk. It was fantastic. And last question, number 15, what's your favorite part of your body and why? As far as what I think is most attractive on my body, or a feature, I would say the safer work answer would be my eyes. Something that is complimented on and has been the subject of some very, very cringy pickup lines, which are cringy but absolutely hilarious and have become running jokes within my friend group. And then also, I think I said this in another questionnaire, but my breasts, I really enjoy other people really enjoy my breasts. They're a very good size, and I think they're pretty. So those are my answers. I feel like this is, oh my gosh, this is such an insanely long audio. If you've made it to this point, you are amazing if you're listening. I hope you enjoyed this. I think I am going to post this now and then maybe go about the second part of my plan. So keep an eye out for it.